Hello and welcome to the Witcherings Fitness Podcast. Today I have Chris Tutor here, who is one of our members. He has been a member now for just over 1 year.
One year, one week.
1 year, 1 week. And he very kindly did a video. You very kindly did a video for us
some time ago.
Yeah. That has actually inspired quite a few people to join. Indeed. And so I just wanted to have a chat with you 1 year on to see what's happened to you and where you feel like you're going, really. So before we go there, do you want to give us a bit of a background into you and your training and health and just like what your background is?
Yeah, sure. Up until I joined here just over a year ago, I had no basic training at all, no knowledge of any gyms or anything like that. I had tried going to the gym once or twice before, but it was one of those contract ones that was just like, come in, pay £30 a month. There's the machine, the instructions are on the machine, there you go, off you go. And I never lasted too long there because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
So by the time 2021 came around when I first came here, I put on a ton of weight. I burned up to about 30 stone. And that was just from bad eating, depression, being bullied at school, stuff like that. And I knew I was going in the wrong direction. One day I saw an advert on YouTube for the Witcherings, and I thought, well, I'll give them a try. Emailed Ben phoned me back within a few hours, and the rest is history, as I say. I've been here a year and 1 week just over, and it's been the best year of my life. It's been tough. I'm not going to say it's easy. It's been tough. It's been challenging, but that's what we need. That's what I need.
Yeah.
You know, being that challenge just to say, there you go. You wanted it. Yeah. Go do it.
Great.
So, yeah.
I'm very glad to hear it's been the best year of your life.
It has. It's not just the workouts and stuff. It's just integrating with everyone else. For so long, I never had a lot of companionship and friends and stuff like that. So it's nice to have a different kettle of people around me all the time. So I'll be in a class, because I always do 7:15 due to my work hours and stuff. So I will come in and it'll be a different kettle of people here, or the same people here. And it's just nice to come in and say good morning, talk to them about whatever it is, whether it be the gym, something happening at home, something happening in the world, and have a laugh, have a joke. And it's just that sort of, I call it companionship sort of thing, and friendship and stuff. And sometimes it's just, we just come in and say hello and that'd be it. But it's just that of everyone saying hello. It's just, a courtesy that's something I've not had for so long.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, so for you, you know, it wasn't just a case of you tried a few gyms. There was you've tried other things, right?
So. Oh, yeah. I went on, my journey started around about 2017, 18. I went into the NHS because I had to have surgery for an ingrowing hair, which affects 1 in 1,000 people. And they couldn't do it for me because of the weight I'd put on. So they put me in touch with their own weight management team, which off the top of my head, can't think of it. It comes to me sometime. And they will come out and they will give you set targets and say, well, this is what you're eating wrong, this is what you've got to eat now. And then they come out every 6 weeks and weigh you, and then they take the measurement from there and say, right, in 6 weeks you've gone from this to this. And that's what it was. And every 6 weeks it'd be a completely different person coming around to see me, because the person beforehand would leave and the next person that come around, so I had to get reintegrated with them. Then 6 weeks later it'd be someone else. And it just got to the point where they said, well, after 2 years, we can't keep doing this, because after 2 years, we want you to go and get a gastric band to help you with your weight. And I said, well, I don't want to do that. I want to do this naturally. You eat a lot, get big. So why can't we do it the opposite way around? What's wrong with putting in hard work somewhere and losing the weight without having to go for surgery? And they just went, well, this is part of the deal. You do this for, I think it's 2 years, and then after 2 years you get your gastric band, and then that's it.
So it was almost like, you know, we just got to play the game for 2 years.
Yeah.
Just got to string you along.
Yeah.
Does anyone actually improve in those 2 years that you know of? Like, do you know other people who have...
The very first meeting I went to was in a sports hall in front of, I think it was 50 people that were around about my size, and people that had been on the course over the last couple of years. They did the before and after thing. This is what happens beforehand. You have the surgery. This is what happens afterwards. And the people they were talking with were in their, I would say, 40s, 50s, 60s, upwards that way. And it was like, oh, very impressive, you know, very nice, you know, like sort of thing. They've kept the weight off and everything like they've told, they go through all the details and all that sort of stuff. And I got talking to some of them afterwards and they said, well, it doesn't last that long.
Right.
I said, why? He goes, well, the thing is you can't, it's like they just put a band around your stomach and it's, you know, you've got to eat like baby food for the rest of your life. And it affects you in different ways. You get side effects and stuff like that. And I went, well, that's not me.
Yeah. So it just didn't feel like the right thing.
No. I mean, I would try anything, the trying thing, and I'd never thought of actually going to a gym, but the gyms that, as I say, I wasn't going to was just like contract only.
Mm.
And it was like, I would walk in the door and they would say, oh, you're signed up for the next year, pay £30 a month, there's the machines. They would walk me around the first day, go, well, there's the machines, there's this, there's that. The instructions are on the side of the machines. Have fun, stay as long as you need to, come and go as you want. And that was my introduction to the gym. And I was like, well, that's not going to last long because it's just going to be, if I'm not thinking straight in my head to do this, what's going to make me sit on the bike for a half hour? And they even had TVs above the bikes to go, well, there's the news, there's the weather, there's, you know, kids' TV. And I'm like, what is this, an exercise machine or what? You know, I could do that at home, you know?
Yeah, so it sounds like a good thing. Hmm. It sounds like a good deal, but in actual fact...
No.
Someone in your frame of mind a year ago,
yeah,
maybe 2 years ago, yeah, is just not going
to
do it.
You know, everyone in the family, in my family, was saying, you need to change, you need to do something. And I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. I didn't, you know, I wanted someone to work with me. I needed someone to be, not holding my hand sort of thing, but just sort of like walk me through it and go, right, this is how you're going to do it. This is how we're going to do it. It's going to be baby steps at first. But once you start going, it will come naturally.
Mm.
And you will just change the way you're going. And it has. You know, I do a food diary every few months or so when I'm asked to. And the changes in food from week one to week year one sort of thing is completely different from cutting out, you know, breads, crisps, drinking Coca-Cola, all that sort of stuff, to drinking bottles and bottles of water and eating almost 5 fruits a day. Salads, all that sort of stuff, trying out plant-based stuff, all that sort of different things. It's just a, you know, when you look at it from day one to year one, it's a complete thing. And that's what I needed, was that real 180 in my life.
How many, like, why did you find it so different here? Like, did you feel like it was probably just another gym, like, before you applied, or did you see something different?
For me, when I saw the first advert, because I was watching something on YouTube and the advert came up, and I was just sitting and I just saw, it was like, I think it was a camera angle or a drone flying over, and you was running the beach or running through the sands. And then it went back to the gym and it's sort of like this community of people. And it didn't look like a gym. It looked like somewhere you could go and like a youth club or something like that. I first thought, that sounds like a real cool place to go hang out. Plus, it's a gym.
Mm.
It was like the added bonus. And I was like, okay. So I did all my research, found them online, sort of had a look around, saw what everyone was saying. And my mum was going, what are you doing? I said, well, I found this gym. She went, yeah, where is it? I said, well, it's down the Whitrings. Oh, okay. So I thought, well, okay, off the off shop, email the owner, Ben. And as that, he got back to me and we started talking and I never looked back from there. It was just like, it was an impulse moment just to reach out.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
So you give it another shot.
Yeah, it's just...
Why give it another shot? Like, why not just...
Because up until... As I always say to people that ask me the question is, what made you change your mind and do this? And I was like, it started back around about 2016, 2017. I'm a big fan and a big... And my idol is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he is always talking about go to the gym. Workout, it helps with your mental state. Clanging and banging is always helping your mindset. And I never really took it into my head. And then I started dreaming about being in the gym.
Mm.
For some reason, every night I was dreaming about lifting weights, doing all that stuff, and I was sort of like, where's this coming from?
Mm.
And then around about 2017, 2018, Tyson Fury ballooned up to about 27 stone. And we all know his story. You know, he got disqualified from boxing, cocaine, drinks, all that sort of stuff. Then he called out Deontay Wilder around about 2018. And his transformation from 27 stone down to 18 was so inspiring. I went, I can do that. If he can, I can. Yes, he's got, you know, tons of money and all the time in the world to do it in. But I thought, something in me said, I can do that. So I said, if I can find the right place, I can build this core foundation that they started, I can do. I can add my story to theirs. Mm. And if someone's in that same position as I am, maybe I can get that next person in the door behind me. I need to show I can do it. Mm. It's no good me talking about it if I can't do it. If I can do it, then I can turn around and say, well, come on, come with me. Come in front of me. I'll show you the way.
Mm.
And that's basically what really got me in the door, was like, if that transformation from Tyson Fury can do it, I can do it. It just takes hard work in the gym. And all I had to do is find a gym. Mm. And somewhere that was, I had lots of people where I can integrate myself, talk to people, and just build this isolation that I built myself and come out of that bubble and build that confidence that I had lost. And yeah, as I say, a year down the line, that confidence is all over the place. You know, I'm big on social media at the moment, a lot of followers, and yeah, people come into the gym and say, oh, I've seen your video, I've seen this, I've seen you do this. I say, yeah, it's me leading the way. If I can do it, you can do it. If, you know, it's going to be tough, and I expected it to be tough. And the first week I had Magic Mike doing me, and literally I went home every day with ice packs on my knees and joints and everything like that. But I got up the next day and came back in. And it was just the fun of having that personal trainer, in a sense, just going, right, this is how we're going to do it. Take the baby steps. Take the baby steps here. Learning how to deadlift and squat and all that sort of stuff.
Learning which, it properly.
Yeah, which yeah. now seems to come naturally to me.
Yeah.
You know, even though I could go days without doing it, we'll do it one day and I go, oh yeah, this is how you do it. Once I get sort of like practicing, it comes.
And you never knew it what no. it was before.
No.
Cool. And it's not been plain sailing for you, has
no,
it, by any means?
No. There's been kind of dips all over the place. You know, it's you're trying to change your life. And when you're trying to do 180 in your life, it can lead to sometimes you sort of going up against yourself. And there's always a saying that I think you mentioned once before about which wolf are you going to feed? And you've got the wolf on one side going, come on, you're doing this quite good. And you've got the other wolf on the other side going, what do you want to do that for? Just sit on the sofa, you know, relax. You've had such a good time just doing nothing. Mm. Why do you want to do it? So you're always battling your demons in your head. And there are times where the wrong wolf would win. And I had to overcome that wolf to listen to the other wolf. So when I'm not here, I tend to keep myself busy by going into my own gym, which I've started doing at home, going for walks, doing all sorts of stuff, just to try and keep that mind ticking over to, you know, you got kids keep going, just keep going, let's add this to the thing. And yeah, it's not been plain sailing, but you know, that's the challenge. The challenge isn't necessarily coming in here picking up weights. The challenge is actually changing your life 180.
Mm.
That's the thing you're dealing with, is with the demon inside you. It's just saying, come on, get rid of that bad demon. You've got the good angel now. You've got this going on now. You're doing well. So come on.
What kind of obstacles have you faced? You've had back pain?
I've had back pain where I get spasms in my back from just where the load of weight I've had on me. You know, and then I'm shedding it down. I've had first couple of weeks I was here, I fell over one of the bikes, had bad bruising.
You've lacked motivation in those times, haven't you?
Yeah. I've just, some days I don't feel motivated doing it, and I'm just sort of like sitting there going, oh, come on, you know. And I get up some mornings and I'm like, oh, it's Monday morning, I can't, not Monday morning, please. I get here, as soon as I speak to the coaches, my brain just switches on and I'm in. But that's the whole thing. You're going to go through these challenges, and that's what the whole point is going through the challenges. If you can beat every obstacle that's thrown in front of you, you're going to change your life. You know, I'm 40 in September coming in 2023. You know, I've started when I was just over 39. You know, it's not about planting trees back in the day. It's about planting trees now. You know, if I can do it now, you know, what's the rest of my life going to be like? It's going to be a much more healthier and fitness-wise life, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right.
So what are your main wins? What can you celebrate from the last year?
From the last year.
In general as well, not necessarily just from the gym, but...
In general, it's been where... about a year or so ago, I used to walk around with my head down right down. Because I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like the way people looked at me. It was like I was being judgmental and being judged. So I now walk with my head up high, chest up, head up, and walk around that way. I walk further distances than I normally do. I'm beating everyone that I walk with now. I'm about 2 miles ahead of everyone. because my cardio is so much better than what it was a year ago that it's the little things like that, and the way the body shape's changing as well. The more I'm losing, the more the body shape the more the body shape changes, the more people going, oh, you're getting slimmer, you're getting thin. I'm looking at, and people are looking at me going, well, that's different on you. You look different here. You know, I've gone from wearing 5XL clothing to 2XL, and that's in just over a year.
That's amazing.
I mean, this top I got on today is 2XL.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not going to fit. I know it's not going to fit, but I put it on, fits perfectly. So that's the biggest thing I can take away. And I'm like, okay, this is really, really working well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk to all the coaches. I talk to all the people here, you know, about their goals and my goals. And it's like, what do you want to do next? And I'm like, well, you know, and I was talking to our head coach, Rory, about, you know, what the next goals are. And I was like, you know, I want to run with the group. I want to, you know, do more lunges. I want to do this, I want to do that. And I'm building that where I'm here and at home. So I'm working towards that. And we've set goals for the next 12 months. And that's really what I'm working on at the moment.
Okay, cool. What's your vision then? So for the past year, you feel you're walking with your head higher, a bit more confident, you're a bit fitter, you're beating people on your walks, and you're body shape's changing, and you're getting compliments as well.
Yeah.
Must help with confidence.
Oh, it does. It does, because I see someone that I haven't seen for weeks or months, and they go, you're different. And I'm like, what do you mean? I haven't changed. And they go, yeah, but you're slimmer. And I'm like, I do go to the gym 3 days a week, so it does help. You know, and they're like, and it's just those little compliments, you know, and it's an ego boost. I do try and keep my ego down and not let it sort of ride out or anything, but that can give you a good old ego boost sometimes. You're like, yeah, that's what I want, that's what I need, that sort of, oh, he's changed his life around, good on you sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
What about the impact of having that extra confidence elsewhere in life? Like, how's that?
Oh, just talking to people in general that I don't normally would talk to. It's like talking to women. I've never had a girlfriend in my whole life, never had anything like that, because I've always been the one that was like the ugly duckling sort of thing. But now I just seem to run off the tongue talking to women. Like this afternoon, I'm going down to get my car seen by the garage that I go and see every time, and there's a receptionist on there, and she always talks to me. And before, I would just like, oh, okay, no worries, and just tell them. Now I'm in full conversation with them, you know, and I'm not being judged by the way I look or anything. So it's nice to have that conversations going.
Great.
But yeah, it's that sort of confidence that really builds, and that just comes from just talking to people here, talking to strangers, getting to know them all, and of course working out and stuff. It really, it just builds it all. It really does.
Cool. So what are your goals going forward for the next year?
My goals going forward for the next year, obviously the big one is running with the rest of the group, which I haven't run since I was about a kid. So I've put that forward as one big major thing, and I'm working on that day to day, doing little runs, little jogs here and there, just trying to build up that stamina to keep doing it. Beating my MOT scores on the bikes, that's one of the big ones I want to try and do, because I seem to plateau on the bike. I seem to hit the same number every time, and I'm just sort of like talking to Coach Mikey, and I'm going, come on, this is not right, I should be beating this. I think the biggest life goal I've got going forward is to find love. That's the biggest thing. I've now got a clear mind as to what I want in life. You know, I want to have the family, I want to have the wife on my arm and stuff like that. And for the first time for very long, I can actually see it coming.
Yeah.
And that's that, you know, that cloud of dark cloud that some people sit in and sort of mope in is evaporating away, where I can actually envision that sort of stuff.
Amazing.
And yeah, I mean, it might take me another 10 years or so, but it's on the horizon. So
great, awesome. So pretty big goals.
Yeah. I mean, if you set big goals, whatever you achieve is going to be a success.
Yeah.
So if you set your goals massively, yes, you may fall short, but if you set the big goals and you go, okay, I've made small progress on those goals, you win. So I've made a goal of saying I want to run with the group, which is only, 200 metres, 400 metres, whatever that is. I can power walk it. I just got to run it now. And that's what I'm working towards, you know, whether it be biking, running at home, all that sort of stuff. I'm just putting it towards that, so that on that one day when we're all in the group, we all go and run, I can just be with them.
Yeah,
nice. You know.
So if you were looking back, if you were having a conversation with yourself 1 year ago, what are the three big things you would give
three
us?
Three big things.
Like advice to yourself
to
1 year ago. So,
The three big... Believe in the process. That's the biggest thing, is believe in the process. Just listen to what people are saying. Listen to the coaches. Listen to them all. They know what they're doing. The second thing I would say, just confidence. Just have the confidence to walk through the door. Don't worry about anyone else, because what you're doing is you're not competing with everyone else. You're competing with yourself. And that's been the biggest thing that I've had to sort of overcome in the year, is that you come in, you've got a group session going on, and I tend to sometimes go, oh, but I'm competing with this person here because that person there is doing the same as what I'm doing and I need to beat that person. When in reality, I actually have to beat me. I have to be better than I was before. So if I was doing a Monday session, I have to be better on the Tuesday session, because the Monday session is the one that sets the bar. So on Tuesday when I come in, I have to double what I do on Monday. So that was the biggest thing, is it's just doing that, being that confidence to say, right, come on, let's do this.
So what happens, how do you feel when you start comparing yourself to others?
I sometimes lose that little bit of sort of because everyone, most other people in the groups that I have are a lot more fit than me, and they tend to do a lot more than what I do, and I sometimes go into my head and I go, you're not doing this right, you're falling behind, you're not reaching what they're reaching. And I have to switch that off and go, yeah, but you're just competing against yourself. Don't worry about the person next door to you, the person in front of you. Compare, it's you versus you. It's no one else, you're not competing against anyone else, there's no team competitive sports or anything like that. It's just you versus you.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you put in a session, the coach comes up to you and says, well done, you've smashed it out of the park, you've done well, you've gone beyond what we thought you could do, that's the win.
Yeah.
I don't worry if the person next door to me does 150 calories and I only do 50. At least I've done something. At least I'm doing something. And as I say, each session you get better and better and better, where in another year's time you'd be competing at their level. They might be on 300, you'll be at 150. So you've actually stepped up.
Yeah.
And the third thing I would say out of all of it, it's just an improved lifestyle. It really is. Going from eating crappy foods, not so much fast food or anything like that, but just the poor choices in life. We're going from drinking Coca-Cola or Diet Coke or diet sodas and stuff to drinking 3-4 bottles of water a day, you know, and eating the right foods and getting the right proteins and fats into the system, so that when you're doing your recovery, you're not feeling it so bad. And that took some time to really get into, because it was easy to slip back into those old habits of just going, oh, well, I'll just have that because I need that. And it's like, no, you've got to stop that little side of you and actually concentrate on, well, you're only going to eat this food for this week. Like, the biggest thing is cutting out bread. I mean, how many of us actually go into the kitchen and go, I'm going to make myself a sandwich, or I'm going to have a slice of toast in the morning, or I'm going to have this with a bit of toast? That's been the hardest thing, to find alternatives to bread. Because the thing is, you go into the kitchen, you go, well, there's a bit of ham, a bit of cheese, oh, there's a bit of bread, slice of that, put it together, there's a sandwich. So it's actually going in there and actually thinking what you're gonna eat. And that is the hardest thing to do, because you go, I'm not gonna eat bread, so what can I eat? Oh, I'll have a salad then. Or I'll have, I don't know, a protein pancake or something like that, or something on that long, or a bit of fruit or something like that. So it's getting that mindset out there, and that leads to a better lifestyle. So yeah.
Cool. Yes. So trust the process, number
yes.
one.
Confidence.
Have confidence in yourself.
Yes.
Believe in yourself.
Yes.
Stop comparing about
yes.
yourself to other people. And then the third thing is, I've written down, sweat the little things.
Yes.
Around nutrition.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, once you conquer, I think the biggest thing is conquering your own process, because you're literally changing your life 180.
Yeah, your own habits.
Yes. And people get into that habit of doing whatever they want, or be eating bad foods, whatever it is. Once you try and conquer that, That's the competition. Once you can beat that competition, you can win. And it's taken me a long time to really get my mind into that set of, you're not going to have that, you're going to do this. You're not going to do this, you're going to do that. And it's hard work, especially if you've spent, like, I spent 30 odd years doing the bad things.
Yeah.
And 1 year doing the good things.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very hard to snap that
and believe
cycle.
It's going to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does help if you write it down. I write a journal down.
Yeah.
I have done for years. And the last year, writing the journal down, it's been like, what are your goals setting for this year? What are you going to do? Been to the gym. What did you do today? Oh, I lifted 135-pound deadlift. I squatted this. So it's the little wins in the book.
Yeah.
And you go, that's what I've done. So next time you go and squat something, oh, you're going to squat 140.
Do you ever look back at your wins?
I do. I mean, I've got a lot of the videos on my phone and on my social media accounts. And I look at it sometimes and I go, well, the first MOT week, I did this. The next time we did the same thing, I did that.
Yeah.
And it's like, recently I came in here, we did a back squat. And I hadn't done one in weeks. And it was like, get the bar, just squat. And I had an empty bar and I just like, it's like 15 to 20 squats. I was like, okay, down then. I was like, it's an empty bar. And I thought, I can do more than that. And I looked at the scores and I was like, you can go up to a 30. And I was like, okay. Lucky enough for me, there was a bar set up for one of the other members and he had about, I think it was like 35, 36 on it. And I just remember just going, oh, I'll just get in there. Got in, Coach Ellie was sitting there watching us and she goes, you're gonna be all right with us? Yeah, watch this. And I just ended up just doing it out of thing. It was just like a reflex thing in your head. Just do that. And they were like, well done, that's more than what you did last time. I'm like, well, yeah, that's the whole point. If you can do it, if you can believe that you can do it, anything is possible. And that's what I've always believed. If someone says, right, try this, I can try it. If I only do one, I do one. Like, I remember the first time I did, I think it was like deadlifts on a MOT week or something like that. One of the bars was like 100 pounds. And they're like, you'll never lift that. And I got it up a slightly little bit before I had to put it back down again. I was like, no, I can't.
You tried it.
But that, you know, I will try it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with trying.
If you were having a conversation with yourself 1 year in the future, so same basically the same question, but what would that 1 year person say back to you now, like that you've got to do for the rest of this year?
I think that 1 year person, come here 2023, November 1st 2023, when I started November 1st 2021, so if we're going into the future in November 2023, that person will turn around to me and say thank you. And they say, thank you for putting the hard work in.
What about, what kind of advice would they give you, or he give you?
That advice would say, just keep grinding.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Yes, you might have those moments of doubt, and you might have those moments where you just don't feel like wanting to come in, you know, because I get up at 4:30 in the morning to come into the gym. Even though I don't start till 7:15, I like to get up early, get everything done, come into the gym, work out, go home. Chill out so I don't have nothing else to do for the rest of the day, walk in the afternoon or go and do another gym session in my own gym in the afternoon, whatever. But in a year's time, I think it'd just be, thank you for putting the grind in. Thank you for changing that life around. You know, that first year was the hardest year of your life because you've literally had to change everything about you. And this second year, not only did you overcome those obstacles, but you've pushed to that next level where you set yourself a goal. We're now achieving those goals. And that will be the takeaway from that next year when I talk to myself in a year's time going, thank you for that hard grind. Thank you for putting that in. Thank you just for putting that hard work in every session to improve yourself.
Yeah.
Because now we're on that 5-year plan where we want to be wherever it is at 45, 46. You know, I can't talk for another year about what I'm going to do next year. But I know what I'm going to do in this year. So that would be the advice of just saying, thank you for the hard grind.
Stick to it. Yeah.
Put, as my grandfather used to say, put your head down, knuckle it up, get in and get it done.
Cool.
And that's the advice.
Yeah. Nice one. Well done, Chris.
Thank you very much. I couldn't do this without all the other people here, you know, with Ben, Mikey, Mike, Ellie, Rory, and of course the people here at the Ritterins.
Community.
You know, that have just accepted me into this community and welcomed me with open arms and just sort of like have been there, whether it be 7:15, 9:30, whatever, the odd Saturday that I might do, you know, they've been encouraging, they've been helpful, they've been, you know, where I've got into a bit where I'm feeling it at the end of a session, and I'm like, it's like, one more, you've got to do one more, and it's like, they're going, come on, come on. That sort of encouragement, you know, it's a big thank you from all them, and you know, as I say, it's been the best year of my life. You know, if this is what I'm like in 1 year, what can it be in two, three, yeah. four, five?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm only leading by example. If I can do it, anyone else can do it.
Nice one.
You know, it is hard work, but sometimes you need someone like myself to get the foot in the door to say, let's do it. You know, and if anyone else comes in from where I am in the same position, you know, sitting on the couch eating potatoes and crisps and whatnot, and they dream of wanting to get, you know, fitter and better nutrition, come see me.
Yeah.
Come find me.
How can people have a chat with you, like, if they want to connect with you on social media or something like that?
I've got Instagram. Just follow me on Chris Tutor on Instagram. I've got Facebook, Chris Tutor again on Facebook. Or in the gym, just pop your head down and speak to one of the coaches, and they'll get in touch with me that way.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with coming to talk to people and seeing where they want to go and you know, what issues they have, you know. We all have those demons inside of us, and sometimes talking about it is easy, and I know it can be hard walking into a gym, especially when you see a lot of fit people around you. I had that the first day when I walked in. I went, oh my god, all these fit people, I'm not going to fit in here, this is not right. But again, knuckle down, head into the game, follow the instructions one step at a time, and now it's like I'm part of the family, so I'm happy with that. And that next wave of people that come in, they have the same thing, but I will just walk up to them and say, hey, welcome to the club.
Mm.
Thank you for making the first step in your journey. Mm. And that's basically all it is. You've taken that first step.
Amazing.
The rest of it is all up to you.
Nice one. Let's leave it there. Cheers, Chris.
That's all right. Thank you much. Right. Well done.